Hi, I'm Dr. George Flynn, and welcome to In-Depth TV. I've got our good friend who's been on before, but we've had so many requests to have Dr. Joe Santoso on. He's back on with us, and today he's got an interesting topic that I think you're going to get a real kick out of. Joe, what'd you like to talk about today?
How about we start with opioid epidemic?
Opioid. Now, if you haven't heard about the opioid epidemic, yeah, obviously haven't been listening or viewing any radio, TV, newspapers, magazines. And tell me what you've learned, because he studies constantly, and I learn a lot from him. I try to outstudy him sometimes, but what is it about the opioid epidemic? Why is it all of a sudden a big topic?
I think it's because the increased number of death from opioid overdose, and we as physicians contribute to this. In 1990, I'm learning because of increasing recognitions of pain and how we do about it. We start treating pain with medications.
Right.
And since then, many of people have been addicted, starting with prescription drug.
They start with legal prescription for indicated causes.
Correct.
Yeah.
Correct.
And then what happens? Why do people get addicted?
Well, this is a very fascinating subject. Addiction starts with you get euphoria or you get relief of your pain. And that leads to seeking for more in terms of trying to get that craving under control.
When the euphoria goes down, you want it back
Correct.
Up. Yeah.
So you develop tolerance. Mm-hmm. And then that's called dependence or tolerance.
Well, then, the tolerance means you have to have more drug
to get the same effect. Even it's not getting just the euphoria, just to get the pain under control.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
And you become practically dependent into it. And then if you stop it, you start getting withdrawal symptoms.
Okay.
In the U.S., I was learning that the drug overdose was about 53,000 in 2015. It increases to 60,000 or so mm-hmm. in 2016. So it's about increase of 20% death.
And you're talking about overdose here. How do they say those are people that come into the emergency room?
This is just overall number of
okay.
people who died in the United States.
Oh, they died?
They died.
So it wasn't just an overdose.
No.
This overdose with death.
Correct.
Because there are overdoses that go
Correct.
Into
no.
emergency room
this
and survive.
Death.
So it went from 57,000 to 60,000 people
in
the
year.
United States of America mm-hmm. in 1 year.
About an increase of 20%.
20%. Okay.
And this is another interesting fact. 80% of global opioid supply is consumed in America.
So All the opioids made globally throughout the world, 80% is brought to and consumed in
By
America.
Us. Yep.
That's a sobering fact.
And what fascinating, I think, is the study on addiction. It seemed that it related to our reward center in the brain. It's called nucleus accumbens.
Okay.
And you get, when you take opioid, you get, or we'll extend this into food, mm-hmm. into gambling, into anything.
So any addiction.
Facebook,
yeah.
for that reason.
So online or screen addiction
Correct.
And
Correct.
Any kind of addiction.
It gives you a reward of dopamine injection to that area. Now, that area has receptor for dopamine because it's getting it so much of it, it's that downregulate. That means the receptor decreases in number. So this is where you have to give more of that stimulus to get just the same amount of level of pain control or euphoria.
So the neurotransmitter or drug, serotonin, oxytocin.
It's dopamine.
Dopamine.
Primarily, yeah.
The dopamine that comes in, it has fewer and fewer receptors.
Correct.
It's not that the drug operates any less. It's just fewer and fewer areas in which to interact.
It's our magical design in terms of the brain trying to cope with so much amount of stimulus, mm-hmm. it reduces amount of receptor. Just like when you hear loud noise, you kind of close your ear a little
right.
bit, trying to remove too much amount of noise to your
right.
going into your ear. Same thing with with this part. What fascinating to me is as you downregulate the receptor, you could also upregulate that receptor. In other words, for behavior treatment of addiction, there was some study suggests using aerobic exercise like marathon. Mm-hmm. The theory is you exercise, it's a painful process to run 26 miles or so. And that increase your receptor back again.
Okay.
So you become more sensitive to
we
stimulus.
We talk about the runner's high. Yeah. You know, runners that go out a certain amount and they get elevated mood.
Right.
Does that come from the same dopamine?
That's endorphin.
Endorphins. So your endorphins
increases. The runner.
Okay.
But in the same time, your dopamine receptor also upregulated now.
So it's more sensitive
Correct.
To the dopamine. We know the facts. We know the problem. We know in general, getting more and more to what do we do?
That's a hard question. We as a nation needs to look globally because one of the study was very interesting. It quoted that in the United States, we treat problem with pills. Mm-hmm. So in Germany, if you have pain, you will go to physical therapy, you get into non-pill type of treatment. But in the US, because of our insurance-based system, the insurance tends to approve prescription more than, say, physical therapy, behavior therapy, etc.
So we're saying the whole system is built up to promote this, and we need to disrupt it. And some, you know, I've talked about this before. You have a supply, which you said 80% of the opioids come into the U.S. and are consumed. Then you have a demand. Now, if we can decrease the demand, I mean, all law enforcement's working on the supply, a decrease in the supply. But all the decrease in the supply does raise the price for the people on demanding. If we can decrease the demand, then we've solved the problem. The supply goes away. There's no demand. How do we do that?
I don't know.
We don't know yet.
Yeah, because it's a very personal thing. And the process from taking legal prescription drug, it's a slippery slope into the point that because the drug enforcement, you can't get. Now physician cannot write too many pills anymore.
Right.
Because of that, then the people that already tolerance to this drug start seeking illegitimate drugs such as heroin outside. So it's a very, very complex system.
It is. And do you see many of the deaths being, there's an artificial, a man-made drug, fentanyl, and they lace it into heroin. And it's 100 times more?
Fentanyl is about 50 to 100 times more potent than morphine.
Correct. Okay, so the problem is on the street, people don't know how much fentanyl they're getting. They just throw some in there and
Correct.
Nobody knows. So that Correct. Causes a lot of the deaths. But do you find that certain patients or certain people, individuals, are more prone to become addicted? Some people can take a few of the pills and they're through with their pain, they throw the rest of them away. Other people need more and more and more.
I think there are some group to that that show that kind of behavior. But overall, we could learn something from a small country called Singapore.
Small country. How many people in that country?
I don't remember, actually. But compared to the United States, a very small country, the addiction rate is very, very low. Crime is very, very low. I think it's a good combination of stiffer law enforcement combined with very early education from the very beginning.
Well, wait a minute. How much more aggressive in the law enforcement can they be? We arrest people. We, you know, fine them. What do they do in Singapore?
They are very, very tough to the point that I feel uncomfortable myself. They would hang you.
They hang you.
If you supply drug, correct?
A drug supplier is hung.
Right. Period.
That's interesting.
Correct. In the same times, I think what really, really good about Singapore is practically the entire country are in unified march saying that this abuse of drug is not good for right. the people and the country. So from the very beginning, from school, family, early education, people already been says you need to be careful about addiction.
So, but the drug suppliers are hung.
Correct.
Go back to that. Keep going back. That is a stiff law.
Very stiff.
Yeah.
I mean, it's been criticized by international community that Singapore is very stiff. But in the same time, Singapore doesn't have the problem that the rest of the world have. You could walk around Singapore much safer than you walk around in Memphis.
Yeah. Okay. Drug addiction, opioid addiction. Does it go on around our area in the South?
I think so. In my practice, and I'm sure in your practice too, you do have some patient who say, you know, I want more drugs. And you have to be careful about that. Fortunately, now we have a system. We could check if this patient have done doctor shopping. That means if Mrs. Jones has gone to see you and get 60 tablet of Percocet last week, and she comes to see me again, I could check that on the record. And I could say, Mrs. Jones, what happened with that 60 record? So there's globally, I'm sorry.
So in the state of Tennessee
and a few other states, we could check that record.
Okay. Do Arkansas, Mississippi, I think so.
I don't practice there, but I think they have it. Yeah.
Okay. I didn't know if they coordinated. Since we're in the corner, you know, you could go doctor shopping in it three different states.
It could be. And also, this is good information from the patients, for the patient. Sometimes patients get frustrated with us when they call in at night mm-hmm. on the weekend saying that I'm in pain, please give me pain medication. By law, we cannot call in pain medication anymore.
I know.
So, unfortunately, I would have to say you have to go to the emergency room right now because our office closed. But on Monday, when you come back, then I could see you and prescribe you.
Now, that's probably a good thing.
Yeah.
Because you make a really clinical judgment that you really can't make over the phone.
Correct.
You can see the patient and see what the degree of pain is. And,
correct.
And it's a tough thing, tough deal. And I know you have developed a way of doing surgery and post-op, medications that are not opioids. And we've talked about that a little bit, but the opioid problem, I think you've helped us understand why it's there. Now, what is the one thing, once again, we can do to upregulate?
It's the dopamine receptor in the part of the brain called nucleus accumbens. This is the reward center that we get, right. feel good with looking at Facebook, uh-huh. eating
all of the good stuff, gambling. Right.
All those reward centers that make us, even graduating from high school, from college, that reward center receives that dopamine and then make you feel good.
So when you get that, you can run, you can exercise, aerobic exercise will help upregulate it for you.
That's right. That's what fascinating about this is you could, if you take too much of Percocet or Oxycontin, it will downregulate. The body
right.
will say, you know what, this is too much.
We've had too much, yeah.
And to get that reward, you have to increase the dose yeah. of opioid that you take. But if you exercise, that will increase the sensitivity.
Okay, so you don't have to have as much.
Correct.
I have learned a lot. I hope you've learned a lot also. Some of these figures are staggering, and I'm sure you've really gotten a little education of how severe the opioid crisis is. And I tell you, you keep tuning in because we're going to have more answers for you. Dr. Santoso, thank you very much for being here with us. I'm George Flynn. You've been watching In-Depth TV. We'll see you next time.